It's absolutely critical to get the appropriate training to learn how to implement an evidence-based practice correctly. Very often, I hear teachers talk about, I tried that evidence-based practice, but it just didn't work for me. And more often than not, it's because the evidence-based practice wasn't implemented correctly. And very often, that's because the appropriate training wasn't undergone or received. I think the realities of schools and other learning environments are sometimes that we need to start this new program and we're going to start it on Monday. So here's a teacher's manual, take a look at it and be ready to go. And that's just not sufficient. We end up shortcutting the practice. We end up leaving out steps. We end up adapting it almost out of necessity because we don't have the resources. We don't have the knowledge to do it as it's designed, that we just really don't understand how it works. And so we're trying to rely on things that we think work or things that we think will help out the practice. And we end up really changing the practice. We have to be very careful to make sure to take our time up front to do things right, or we're really shooting ourselves in the foot. And the whole point to use evidence-based practices appropriately and to improve student outcomes doesn't happen if we don't take that step of getting the good training and making sure we really understand and are able to implement the practice appropriately.